When a filmmaker makes a movie about a filmmaker, it's tempting to think that what ends up on the screen will be self-referential. In the new movie Pain and Glory, Spanish filmmaker Pedro Almodóvar is encouraging that. Critic Bob Mondello says the writer-director pushes parallels about as far as he can.
Salvador lives for film. Without filmmaking, he says at one point, my life is meaningless. But when we first see him, played by Antonio Banderas, he's not directing a movie. He's floating in a swimming pool to relieve back pain. He can't work, and the break in his routine has him thinking back on a life that's had a lot of breakage, relationships mostly, including one that's about to prove awkward. Salvador's been asked to speak at a retrospective where his first smash hit, made decades ago, we'll have a Q&A afterwards, and he has to talk its leading man into joining him.
Me llamaron para pedirme que la presentáramos juntos.
The leading man looks startled.
Y no saben que no nos hablamos desde el rodaje.
So they don't know we haven't spoken since then. Now, if you know that Antonio Banderas, who's playing the director here, had a decades-long falling out with this film's director, Pedro Almodóvar, after their early hits together, that is an interesting plot point. And the film takes it much further. The set for Salvador's home is filled with furniture and paintings from Almodóvar's home. Banderas is wearing Almodóvar's shoes at one point. And the plot has parallels to moments in the director's life, his being sent against his will, for instance, to a seminary school.
Mama.
¿Qué, mi amor?
¿Un seminario es un sitio para ser cura?
Don't seminaries train you to be a priest?
Yo no quiero ser cura.
I don't want to be a priest.
Salvador!
And it links those real-life parallels to Almodóvar's films. The mom in that scene is Penélope Cruz, who played a mom based on Almodóvar's real mom in the movie Volver. And for the older version of that character, the director turned to Julieta Serrano, who he directed as Banderas' mom in Woman on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. So when she says,
No ha sido un buen hijo, hijo mío.
You were not a good son to me.
No.
No.
It resonates. None of these parallels would matter much if Pain and Glory weren't also a gorgeous piece of filmmaking. The colors alone will inspire doctoral dissertations. Salvador's adolescent memories are ravishing of, say, a handsome but illiterate laborer he taught to read, or of his mother and women from their village singing as they drape wet laundry over wild grasses by the riverside. And they help make his later interactions with his aging mother at the end of her life all the more affecting. Partly that's because Antonio Banderas, who, when acting in English, tends to be brash and macho, gets to be subtler here as a man who's fragile, vulnerable, especially with a partner he'd lost touch with.
Muchas gracias por venir, de verdad.
Pain and Glory is all about reconciliations with family, with lovers, with oneself, and about art and passion and the origins of desire, all of which is to say Pain and Glory is a film by Pedro Almodóvar, arguably his most affecting, accomplished, and personal work in years, a film about a director who worries that he's past his prime, made by a director very much in his prime. I'm Bob Mondello.